I am more and more convinced each year that God gives me that one of the skills people in this world of ours aren't so very good at is the ability to let go. The ability to let go. I think we have a tough time letting go of grudges, of anger and resentments, past loves, loved ones that have died or perhaps even left. Past hurts, you name it, people seem to really hang on to it. I think we even have a tough time in general letting go of material things. I have to say, I'm amazed by how much we tend to hang on to things. Take a look at the storage business. It seems to be an ever-expanding business because we just can't let go of stuff. And so what do? We keep it, and then we rent places to store even more of that stuff. You know, there's television shows that are made of people who hoard things because they just can't let go of things. I have to say, I'm grateful that as a priest, I have to move around as much as I do because it forces me to be able to get rid of things over and over again. Well, today's scripture readings, I believe, help us to see how important it is to let go of things, to let go in life. I think the scripture readings help us to see that the only attachment that is worth having is our attachment to Jesus Christ. So let's get into the scripture readings. Let's take a look. In the Old Testament reading from Genesis, Abraham, he's willing to let go of what was very precious to him, that only son that he had in his old age. Now remember this, he and his wife had been childless, and they had already reached the age when they would not normally be able to have children. And then God makes this audacious promise to them to give them a son who would be, through him, they'd have descendants as numerous as the stars in the skies. Ironically, though, in being willing to let go of his son, he was able to receive him back as a gift from God. Now, I think we may be disturbed seeing God asking Abraham to sacrifice, to kill his beloved son. Maybe we even find that image shocking. But if we stay there with our mindset just on that, I think we're missing the whole point of this particular episode in the life of faith. God did not really want Isaac to be killed. What was God doing? He wanted to see how deep Abraham's devotion was to God. Would he be willing to give up everything for the love of God? Despite the appearances, would Abraham still trust that God was going to keep his promise, that he would have fulfillment of the promise that he made to Abraham? The willingness of Abraham to let go of what was most precious to him, it actually, throughout the history of Israel then, became something that was much of an inspiration to them. Abraham already had shown a willingness to let go of so many things. Remember, he was called from the land where he actually was born. So he left his extended family behind. He left his homeland behind. He sets out to an unknown land. Why? Because God tells him to. And now, after this promise, after this child, he's ready to let go of that precious son of his. And it was all for the love of God. The early church, you know, understood the relationship between Abraham and Isaac as a foretaste of the relationship between God the Father and Jesus his son. Like Abraham, God the Father was prepared to let go of what was most precious to him, his divine son. Why? Out of love for you and me. God was prepared to let his son take on our own human flesh with all the dangers and all the sorrows that it entailed. Even St. Paul marveled at the generosity of God on our behalf. Did you hear how it was put in our second reading today? He who did not spare his own son handed him over for us all. God let his beloved son take on our human nature, even though the consequences would mean the rejection of Jesus, his son, by his own people, and then it would lead to his cruel death on a cross. Even after Jesus was crucified, God continued to give us his son after the resurrection. You know, when St. Paul contemplates this self-emptying love that God has for us, he even asks this question: if God is for us, who can be against us? If God's love for us is so total, then we have nothing to fear from anything or anyone. So in the thought of St. Paul, we should be able to let go of anything here on earth for the sake of Jesus Christ, since Jesus Christ was able to give up even the dignity of his divinity for love of you and me. I think that theme of letting go can even be found in our gospel reading today, that great time of transfiguration. Peter, James, and John, they're taken up to that high mountain by Jesus, and they have that experience which, you know, had to take their breath away. Can you even imagine what it was like for them to see that vision on Mount Tabor? It was an amazing experience, so amazing that I don't think Peter wanted to let it go. I think he wanted to prolong it indefinitely. Remember, what does he say to Jesus? Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. In other words, I think what he's saying is, I don't want to let go of this incredible experience. So here's the deal. We're going to put up these tents. We're actually going to set up shop right here so that we can draw this out indefinitely. I think they had a momentary glimpse of heaven, and they just didn't want to let go of it. Yet Peter and the others did have to let go of this awesome experience. It was only intended to be momentary. It was just a foretaste of what would come when their work on earth was done. So what was their job supposed to be now? Well, God the Father actually tells them at the end of our gospel reading. He says what? This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Listen to him. Do what he says. With a few stops and starts, that's exactly what they ended up doing. In the end, here on earth, they did end up letting go practically of everything they had. Why? For love of the Lord Jesus. What did they give up? Their families, their home, the country that they lived in, the jobs that they knew, security, prestige, and honor, until they even had to let go of the notion that they were going to die just this natural, peaceful death in their beds at home. Because you and I know they went out on mission, and when they went out, they faced a martyr's death. Letting go was a practice that they became very familiar with. Brothers and sisters, we are in the midst of a season which bids us to let go of food we want or like, of our time so that we can be devoted to more prayer, of comforts so that we can learn how to practice sacrifice. The church is actually helping us to accept that following Christ always means our ability to hone letting go, being able to let go. We forgive so that we can let go of anger and retribution. We fast so that we can hunger for Christ alone. We give away our money and our time so that we can know that Christ, Jesus Christ, is the most cherished possession that we can have. We are even called to let go of our own will so that the will of God takes hold of our very lives. This Lent, learn to let go more and more. Let go, so that you can one day be ready to let go of your very last breath, that in the words of the poet Khalil Gibran, it may rise and expand and see God unencumbered.